choices and consequences. What's the difference? There was once a 10-year-old who, despite repeated warnings, still wake up late to go to school. And as a result, the mother is late for work. So one day, the mother decides not to focus on choices anymore, but to focus on consequences. So one morning, or rather the night before, the mother told the child that from tomorrow onwards, you're going to wake up at this time, and I am never going to be late for work again. And she said it once. And the child listened. Okay. So the alarm bell rang, and the next morning, old habits die hard, he woke up late. And as he got into the car, after about 2, 3 minutes, he noticed the car was headed off to a different direction. And he said, "Mom, this is not the way to school." And the mom says, "Yes, that's right. This is the way to work, my work. I am never going to be late for work again." And this 10-year-old boy ended up spending the whole day in the boardroom in the mother's office. That was the consequence. Many times, we give too many choices to our child without focusing on the consequence. This is not a reflection of real life. Life is a series of consequences. You cannot have this and that without weighing the consequences. So we, as responsible parents who desires to parent our child by character, we have got to show them the cause and effect of their actions. They cannot consistently, in this case, wake up late and still escape the consequences. And in the case of this mother who decided to go to work despite the child's missing of one day in school, never had that issue again. Usually it gets worse before it gets better. What's missing school for one day as a consequence compared to a lifelong habit of punctuality? So for those of us parents who are struggling in inculcating a consistent habit in our child, it might be that you are giving too many choices without enforcing a memorable consequence. Think about it.